And we are ready for the boys game down in Queen City tonight. And it's being brought to you by these fine Schuyler County sponsors. They include Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City. Hawkins Harrison Insurance, they've got offices in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis. Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slayton Polaris ATVs, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories north of Memphis. 728's the time, 39 degrees. Let's take you down to Queen City, Missouri for tonight's boys game with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you, Dave, and welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County R1 High School. It's the boys' turn. Schuyler County and Atlanta. Let's take a look at the starting lineup. First four, the Atlanta Hornets, they come into the record of 11-4, coached by Jason White. It'll be Landon Gillen, a junior, J.J. White, a freshman, Jaron Peebler, a senior, Jason Beers, a senior, and Roman Phillips, a junior. So Landon Gillen, J.J. White, Jaron Peebler, Jason Beers, and Roman Phillips. And again, the Hornets are 11-4 and coached by Jason White. For Schuyler County, it'll be Cale Wendy, a sophomore, Cooper Amon, a junior, Trevin Small, a senior, Connor Smith, a sophomore, and Ryan Paris, a junior. Cale Wendy, Cooper Amon, Trevin Small, Connor Smith, and Ryan Paris. The Rams are 6-5 and coached by Chris Pruitt. So the Rams are being introduced as Cale Wendy comes out. Here comes Cooper Amon. The crowd standing on their feet. The student section still having a heck of a good time across the way. These student sections, they have a lot of ingenuity. Now, evidently, they're throwing T-shirts out as the Varsity Rams are being introduced. They're throwing T-shirts or something into the student section, so both teams have been introduced. We're set to play basketball. In case you joined us in the girls' game, it was Schuyler County defeating Atlanta 71-30. Schuyler County girls 12-1, Atlanta 8-8. So both teams out on the floor. And we're set to play basketball. Ryan Paris will jump center against Roman Phillips. The count noses, we're all set. Ball is up. Tip is controlled by Schuyler County as Cale Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Small on the right wing. Small gives it to Amon in the right corner. Amon looks for somebody. Tried to get inside to Small, stolen away by Jason Veers. Veers gives the ball to J.J. White. Back to Veers, back to White between the two circles. Now Gillen gets it inside to Phillips. Phillips tried to put up a shot, lost the ball. Now he's triple-teamed, and a whistle and a foul underneath. The foul's going to be on Cale Wendy. So Wendy picks up his first foul. Now three-pointer on the way by Gillen off the left wing. No good. Gillen gets his own rebound, takes it down to the right wing. Gillen with the basketball, kicks it out to White on the right wing. Now Peebler between the two circles, back to Gillen. To White, to Peebler on the left side of the circle. Underneath the back door play to Gillen, lays it up and got it. 2-0, Atlanta with the lead, placed you by the Hornets. As Trevin Small gets it to Noah Newland. Now the Wendy. Wendy dribbles out of a double team, tried to put up a shot from the free throw line. Whistle and a foul. And Wendy will go to the line. As the foul, I think, is going to be on Phillips. Yes, it will. So Roman Phillips picks up his first foul. Cale Wendy will be at the line to shoot a pair. First shot up, in and out, no good. Just the start of this one from Schuyler County High School. Big crowd on hand for court warming, and most of them stayed as Wendy's next free throw is good. It's 2-1. Atlanta with the lead. Pressure by Schuyler County. Gillen gets the ball to Peebler. Now to White. Over to, across to Gillen, and it's stolen away by Newland. To Wendy. Wendy underneath to Ferris. Ferris kicks it back out to Wendy. He'll try a three. No good. And Cooper aiming off the rebound. Now Trevor Small will try a three. No good. And off of the rebound is Beers. Beers gives it to Gillen. Gillen across the timeline, across the dotted line. They get it inside to Phillips. Kicks it back out to Beers in the right corner. Now Gillen in the left corner. Out for a long three-pointer, J.J. White. And long rebound comes off to Ferris. As he gives it to Noah Newland on the left wing. Skips to the right wing to Wendy. Inside to Ferris. Had the ball slapped out of his hands and out of bounds. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch, they say, by Ferris. So it'll be Atlanta basketball. Pressure again by Schuyler County. Peebler to Gillen. Gillen over to J.J. White. Back to Gillen. Gillen to the dotted line underneath to Beers. Puts it up and got it. 2 points to Jason Beers. It's 4-1. Atlanta with a lead. It's Noah Newland. Just Small across the timeline to Ferris. Trying to get underneath to Amon. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by Beers. So Schuyler County will have the basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Trevin Small will trigger. Small slaps the basketball, looks for somebody. Gets the ball out to Noah Newland. Now back to Trevin Small, inside to Amon. Amon gives it to Ferris along the baseline to Wendy on the left side of the circle. Gets it back out to Small between the two circles. Now Wendy on the left wing to Ferris, 15-footer on the way. Got it. Ryan Ferris has two, and it's 4-3. Atlanta with the lead as Gillen with the basketball gets it out to Beers. Now White on the right wing to Peebler between the two circles to Gillen. Back to Peebler. Now White on the left wing to Peebler between the two circles. Gillen now in the right corner to J.J. White. To Gillen, left side of the circle. Gillen walked, got by with it, gets inside to Phillips, puts it up and in. Roman Phillips with 2 points. 6-3, Atlanta with the lead. Noah Newland with the basketball for Schuyler County. To Trevin Small. Small across the timeline to Ferris. Gets it to Wendy. Lays it up. Got it. Nice play by Schuyler County. Three for Kyle Wendy. Back to 1 point Atlanta lead as Gillen. Across the dotted line. Kicks it out to White. Inside to Phillips. Puts it out. No good. Tip up. No good. And the rebound goes out of bounds off of Beers. Beers tried another tip and lost his footing, went down, so it's Schuyler basketball. Noah Newland with the basketball gets it to Trevin Small. A Small picked up by White in the backcourt. To Newland across the timeline to Amon, to Wendy. Wendy down on the right block, gives it to Small on the left wing, off the left baseline from 10, no good, and Cooper Amon. Last rebound out of bounds. It'll be Atlanta basketball. Place here again by Schuyler County. J.J. White gets the ball to Peebler to White. Now over to Gillen. Gillen gets the ball to Veers. Veers lobs it inside to Phillips. Lost it. Now gets it back. Puts it up and in. 4 points for Roman Phillips. As Trevin Small splits the double team, pans out to the right wing. Gives the ball to Newland on the left wing. Newland now tried to bounce pass inside to Amon, and the ball's kicked. So it'll be Schuyler basketball as into the ball game will come Mason Reed for Atlanta. Also coming in, Caden Berry. So Reed and Berry as Cooper Amon gets the ball out to Small between the two circles to Newland on the left wing. Ferris left baseline, trying to get it down to Amon again. Battled away and stolen away by Atlanta. Gillen takes it right at Newland, lays it up and got it. 4 points for Landon Gillen. 10-5. Atlanta the lead. Now a bad pass and stolen back by Atlanta. Peebler gives it to Gillen. Gillen, no look pass underneath to Phillips, lays it up and got it. 6 points for Roman Phillips. And Chris Pruitt wants a timeout. 3 minutes left to play in the first quarter. It's Atlanta 12. And Schuyler County 5 back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Make this winter the time to remodel your living room, kitchen, or bedrooms. And take that first step to remodeling by going to Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture has the perfect carpet, flooring, and furniture to make your rooms look brand new again. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, located 3 miles west on Highway 6 across the Lake Road.
And welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School. 12-5, Atlanta with the lead, 3 minutes left to play in the first quarter. And Schuyler County will have the basketball as Noah Newland will trigger, gets pressure by the Hornets. Gets it into Trevin Small. Small back to Newland. Newland heads for the near sideline to Trevin Small across the timeline. It goes to Connor Smith in the ball game. Now driving the baseline, Cale Wendy puts up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul. As the foul will be on Tanner Belinsky. So Belinsky picks up his first foul. He snuck in the ball game on me. So Wendy with three, looking for four. Shots up, left it short. 12-5, Atlanta with the lead as Wendy eyes it, fires it. Wouldn't go down. It went halfway down and spun back out as Phillips comes off the rebound. Belinsky with the basketball across the timeline to Gillen. Gillen gives the ball to Barry on the right wing. Now Gillen down the right, left lane. Belinsky gives it back to Barry. Inside to Phillips. Gives it back to Gillen around the top of the key to the right wing. Hook pass inside to Phillips. And a jump ball as Phillips is tied up. Alternating possession stays with Atlanta. Belinsky into the right corner. Gets the ball to Reed. Back to Belinsky. Kicks it back out to Gillen for three on the way. No good. And Trevin Small off the rebound. Small gets the ball to Newland. Newland back to Trevin Small. Small across the timeline. Bounce pass to Wendy on the right wing to Smith in the right corner. Out to Newland on the right wing. Small to Wendy on the left wing. Wendy along the baseline gets everybody up in there. Gives it to inside to Cooper Amon. Puts it up and in. Little 10-foot jumper. 2 points for Amon. Belinsky to Gillen. Now Phillips. Phillips will take it to the hoop. Lays it up. Got it. 8 points for Roman Phillips. 14-7. Atlanta with the lead. Here comes Schuyler County. Trevin Small to Noah Newland across the timeline to Wendy. Wendy dribbles out of a double team. Bounce pass underneath to Amon. Amon puts up a shot. Rejected by Roman Phillips. And it'll be Schuyler basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket as Jason Beers checks back in. And Malinsky will check out. Wendy looks for somebody to throw it to. Still looks for somebody. Now he tried to get it into the corner to Trevin Small. And Gillen almost stole it away. He stepped out of bounds. So Schuyler again will inbound as Wendy makes a bad pass. Tried to find Amon. And he gave it right to Barry. Now three on the way. No good. Rebound comes off to Gillen. Off glass. Got it. 6 points to Landon Gillen. 1 minute left to play in the first quarter. Wendy at the timeline. Gives the ball to Newland. Down in the right corner. Connor Smith skips it over on the right wing to Trevin Small. Newland will try a three. Pinballs in and out. No good. And Connor Smith saves the rebound in bounds, but right to Beers. He gets it ahead to Barry. Barry underneath the Reed. Missed it, but the tip up by Phillips was good. 10 points for Roman Phillips. 18-7. Atlanta with the lead as Trevin Small across the timeline. Jump pass to Smith. Gives it to Wendy. Puts it up. It would not go down as Reed comes out with a rebound. Gets the ball head to Barry. Now Gillen, dribble drive into the paint. Kicks it back out to Berry for three. Bullseye. Caden Berry buried the three. And that's into the first quarter with the score. Atlanta 21, Dallas County 7. Back in the moment, this is KNN Sports.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs
and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner?
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Your local Staples store can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 25% off custom printed labels, postcards, flyers, brochures, and more when you spend $60 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 129, in-store only. See staples.com/print for details.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County Allen High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Schuyler County Ram Basketball on your sports leader for Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. As we start the second quarter, 21-7, Atlanta with the lead. Schuyler will have the basketball. Small will inbound to Wendy. As Cale Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Guarded by Reed, now hands the ball off Connor Smith. Between the two circles, Trevin Small to Wendy along the baseline. Inside, he goes to Ferris, put up a shot, missed it. Long rebound taken by Connor Smith. Smith, top of the key. Now Trevin Small dribbles to the free throw line. Gets to the Wendy, top of the key. Wendy off the baseline to Amon. His 10-footer got it. Cooper Amon with four. Gillen brings it across the timeline. Gives it to Berry. Between the two circles, now Reed on the right wing. The Berry between the two circles, the Gillen at the top of the key. Veers has it on the baseline. Bad pass goes over and back. It'll be Schuyler basketball. Schuyler will have it out of bounds. I think Blunt should be on the near sideline. Evidently, underneath the basket as Cooper Amon will trigger. Gets the ball out to Wendy between the two circles. Now Ryan Ferris on the right block. Amon on the right wing. Amon gives it back to Wendy between the two circles. Wendy to Connor Smith on the left wing. Trevin Small inside to Amon off. Last got it. What a pass by Trevin Small. 6 points for Cooper Amon. Gillen across the timeline to the left wing. To Berry on the right wing. Inside it goes to Phillips. Phillips lost it. Picked up by Veers, and Veers steps on the end line for the Schuyler basketball. As J.J. White and Jaron Peebler both check back in, Reed and Phillips both check out. So a little pressure by Atlanta. Wendy in the backcourt to Trevin Small. Small gives it back to Wendy. Back to Small across the timeline. Barrett. Now aiming on the left side of the circle. Bounce past the Wendy to the right corner. It goes to Smith. Smith kicks it back out to Trevin Small. Now Ferris underneath to Amon. Amon puts it up. It goes down. It counts, and he's fouled. So the foul is going to be on number two, would be J.J. White. That's his first. That's Cooper Amon with 8 points. So Amon will try to complete the three-point play. He has eight, looking for nine. Shots up. Got it. 9 points for Cooper Amon. In the ball game, Nolan Newland checks in, and Cooper Amon checks out. Schuyler County in a 1-2-2 zone. Gillen across the timeline to White on the right wing, to Gillen, the left wing to Berry. Berry on the left wing to Gillen. Now J.J. White for three, airballed it, and Trevin Small comes away with it. A whistle and a foul, and the foul is going to be on Beaver, I think. I'll wait for the score, but it is. So Jaron Beaver picks up his first foul. Small gets across the timeline to Connor Smith. Now Noah Newland has it on the right wing. to Small, and Tom McKee to Paris. Dobbin Lye, 10-foot jumper, missed it. And J.J. White off the rebound to Gillen. Gillen across the free throw line, lost the ball, picked up by Peebler. Peebler will take it from the house, lays it up, and got it. 2 points for Gillen Peebler. 5:33 left to play in the first half, 23-14. Atlanta with the lead, Scottle with the basketball. As Newland gives it to Wimby. Now Small will take it to the block, little 10-footer, got it. First two for Trevin Small. Gillen will bring it across the timeline for the Hornets. Finds White on the right wing. Gillen to Berry on the left wing. Back to Gillen, top of the key to Berry. He'll try another three. Bullseye! 6 points for Caden Berry. 26-16. 10-point Atlanta lead. Scott with the basketball now. Bad pass. Stolen away by Beers. And I think they're going to get Wimby for the foul. Now we'll be on Cleo Wimby. That's his second. So Phillips will check in. Berry will check out. As now we have a timeout on the floor. 4:50 left to play in the first half. It's Atlanta 26, Scottie County 16. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
It's time to clear away winter's cobwebs and welcome the warm days of spring. For those home improvements that need to be made today, Exchange Bank and Northeast Missouri's home improvement loans are the answer. We can help you replace an old roof, finish the basement, or renovate the kitchen, all with competitive rates. Stop by Exchange Bank today in Cahoka, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, or Wayland, and ask to speak with one of our experienced and professional loan officers. We'll have you join that new kitchen in no time. Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Back at Schuyler County High School, Atlanta with the basketball. It's Peebler on the left wing, White on the right wing. You get it inside to Phillips. Off glass, got it. That's going to be there all night long. 12 points for Roman Phillips. Newland in the backcourt gives it to Small. Small tried to bounce pass across the timeline. Pass knocked out of bounds, almost stolen away by J.J. White. It'll be Schuyler basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. 4:28 left to play in the first half. 28-16, Atlanta up by 12. Newland gives it to Small on the left wing. High post to Wimby. Wimby gives the ball back to Newland. Now back to Wimby. Left side of the circle. Trevin Small cut off on the left baseline. Gets it back out to Newland between the two circles. Newland back to Wimby at the high post. Wimby gets everybody in the air. Kicks it back out to Small for three. In and out. Moves good. And Gillen off with the rebound. Gillen gets it inside to Phillips. Off the glass, heel of the rim, moved good. And Newland comes off with the rebound. Noah Newland across the timeline for Schuyler County. Still with the dribble, picks it up. Gives the ball back to Trevin Small. Small left the right side of the circle to Smith in the right corner. Newland on the left wing. As Newland looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets the ball to Smith. Now Wimby. With the left hand, missed it. And Phillips gets out with the rebound. Phillips down to the near sideline. Takes it to the house, lays it up, missed it. And Newland comes off the rebound. Bad pass by Newland, thrown away by Beers. Ahead to Gillen, off glass, got it. 8 points to Landon Gillen, 30-16. Atlanta with the lead, 3 minutes left to play in the first half. As Newland to Small. Small down the near sideline. He's in a triple team. Gets the ball inside to Wimby. To Newland. Now three-pointer on the way by Connor Smith. No good. Smith gets his rebound. Puts it off. Glass got it. 2 points for Connor Smith. 30-18. Gillen gets the ball to White. Inside to Phillips. Back to Gillen. Leans in. Scoops one up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up and in. 10 points for Landon Gillen. 32-18 as Small with the basketball to Noah Newland. Newland gets it back to Trevin Small, and Small across the timeline. Takes it to the left wing, hands the ball off to Newland. Newland has it between the two circles. Bounce pass to Wendy at the high post. Pass battled away, but picked up by Ferris. Gives it to Smith off glass. Got it. Connor Smith with four. 12-point Atlanta lead. 2 minutes left to play in the first half. As Gilland will bring it across the timeline to the left wing. Kicks it out to Peeler on the left wing. Gilland in the left corner to Peeler, to the right wing to White. Long three on the way. No good. And long rebound. Kicked around. Out with it comes Phillips. Phillips has a dotted line. Puts the shot up. Missed it. Gilland with the rebound. Puts it up. Missed it. And the rebound picked up by Peeler. And he got it. He got, I think, Ryan Ferris in the air. Ferris is going to pick up the foul. And he will. So Ryan Ferris picks up his first foul in the act of shooting, and Karen Peaver will be at the line. Peaver with two, looking for three. Shot up, missed it. Now Barry checks back in, and Reed checks back in. Out comes Gilland, and also J.J. White checks out for Atlanta. 1:32 left to play in the first half. Next shot by Peaver, it's good. 3 points for Jaron Peaver. 33-20. In the backcourt is Elliott Seventh. Gives it to Newland, now to Seventh. Seventh gives it back to Newland. As Newland falls down with it, and they're going to call him for the travel. So it'll be Peaver to inbound on the near sideline. Peaver. Well, now we're going to have a timeout. So Atlanta wanted a timeout. 1:20 left to play in the first half. It's Atlanta 33, Schuyler County 20, back in 30 seconds. This is KNEM Sports.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
1:20 left to play in the first half of this boys' game. Atlanta 33, Schuyler County 20. Atlanta with the basketball is Gillen back in the ball game to Barry on the left wing. To the right wing goes to Reed. Now Gillen in the right corner. Flips it to the left wing to Barry. Now Peaver. Inside to Phillips, to Gilland. Gilland kicks it back out to Peaver. Peaver takes it to the basket, puts up the shot, missed it. And off the rebound comes Noah Newland. Newland bounce past the Seventh, across the timeline to Cooper Amon. Gets it inside the Seventh, and a whistle and a foul. As Seventh or Wendy was fouled, one with two, and I think it's going to be on Mason Reed, that's his first. And a 15 foul against Atlanta. So Wendy will inbound to Newland. Newland gets it back to Wendy in the right corner. Wendy gets it inside to Ferris. Gets it back to Wendy. Back to Newland in the left corner. Inside to Wendy. Wendy across the free throw line. Gets it inside to Ferris. Lays it up. Got it. Nice pump fake by Wendy, got Phillips in the air, and that left Ferris wide open. Now three-pointer by Perry, bullseye. I think it's hit three in a row. 9 points for Caden Barry. Now Newland gets it over to Seventh. Back to Newland on the right wing to Wendy. Wendy puts up the shot out of a triple team. No good. That's into the first half with the score. Atlanta 36, Schuyler County 22. Back in the moment, this is KNEM Sports.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
This year, make a New Year's resolution to enjoy life a little more with the brand new Polaris Ranger XP1000. Get work done more easily, hit the hunting trails, or throw hay in the back to feed the animals. Stop into Slayton Polaris 6 miles west of Memphis, then 13 miles north on B, and get yours reserved. And get it as soon as it's made from the factory and take advantage of the holiday New Year sales event. Or Google Slayton Polaris and call them today. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Thunderstorms can produce lightning, flash floods, or even tornadoes. Be aware of the hidden dangers storms can leave behind. Watch for downed power lines after a storm, and if you see one, stay at least 50 feet away from it. Never attempt to move a power line. Call 911 and your local electric cooperative. Keep safety first. Always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. A winter storm warning begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until noon Saturday. Lows dip down to about 25 tonight under overcast skies. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow, high of 35. Snow likely tomorrow night, 23. Cloudy, 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow through Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 39.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County R1 High School. We're at halftime of the boys' game, and Atlanta leads Schuyler County 36-22. Take a look at the scoring first for Atlanta. Landon Gillian with 10 points. Jaron Peeble with 3. Jason Beers with 2. Roman Phillips with 12. And Caden Berry with 9 points. For Schuyler County, Cale Whitney with 3. Cooper Aitman with 9. Trevin Small with 2. Connor Smith with 4, and Ryan Ferris with 4. Atlanta led 21-7 after one quarter. Both teams scored 15 in the second quarter, and Atlanta leads here at halftime, 36-22. Back with more in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
When you needed your mom, she was always there with the Vicks Vapor Rub. She used that soothing scent to calm you, and her mom used it to calm her. And her mom, well, you get the idea. Vicks Vapor Rub's always been there. It always made you feel better. And today, it still does. Bring back those childhood memories with the comfort and care only Vicks Vapor Rub can bring. Vicks Vapor Rub, family tradition for a reason.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly. Made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
They say the smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small-town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County Iowa High School. We're at halftime of the boys' game. with Atlanta leading Scotty County 36-22. In the girls' game, it was Scotty County winning their 12th game of the year by defeating Atlanta 71-30. Scotty County led in scoring by Sydney Axelman with 10 points, and McKenna Axelman with 13, and Kate Hatfield with 21, while Atlanta was led by Kylie Majors with 10 points. Scoring went like this, and Scotty County jumped out 22-8 after one quarter. Scotty outscored Atlanta 28-6 in the second quarter and led 50-14 at the half. In the third quarter, both teams scored 13. Scotty led 63-27 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Scotty outscored Atlanta 8-3, and Lady Rams won it 71-30. Scotty County improves to 12-1, while Atlanta girls are 8-8. And a shout-out and congratulations goes out to McKinley Ashelman. She needed 7 points to hit 1,000 points for her career tonight. She got 13. So she joins the 1,000-points club. That's McKinley Ashelman of Scotty County Lady Rams. Congratulations to McKinley. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Debt. If you get in too deep, members of the NFCC, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, can help you put debt in its place.
Credit cards took charge of my financial life. A certified credit counselor helped me get back in control.
Student loan debt followed me wherever I went. NFCC taught me all I needed to know.
Connect with an NFCC certified credit counselor at your local member agency today. We'll help you put debt in its place. Go to nfcc.org/stopdebt or call 877-410-6322.
Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you've practiced how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, "Good evening, officer." A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You could kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, "I'm a catch," more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I fish. I clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I provide fishing and water safety education to kids. And I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. All because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. Learn more at takemefishing.org.
Welcome back, everybody. Scotty County Iowa High School. Again, I'm Donnie Middleton. And you're listening to Scotty County Ram Basketball. I'm your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM-FM Memphis. Just a reminder, as Kyle Wendy, superintendent of schools of Scotty County, has announced that Scotty County R1 schools will be letting out tomorrow afternoon at 1:15 due to the weather forecast. And I'm sure a lot of other schools around the area will be dismissing early, so be sure to stay tuned to In the Morning to Corey Scott and the KMEM Global News. I'm sure he'll have a lot of early dismissals because it sounds like we're going to see a lot more snow starting tomorrow at noon through until about noon on Saturday. And the last I heard is anywhere from 4 to 8 inches. I don't think we need all of that. We don't need buses driving in that. So, again, Scotty County will dismiss at 1:15 tomorrow. And both teams back on the floor, 36-22. Atlanta with the lead as we start the second half. And Atlanta will have the basketball. As the starters are back in, Jaron Peebler will inbound to Gillen. Gillen back to Peaver on the left wing. Peaver brings out between the two circles to White. Now Gillen inside the pelvis. Back to Gillen. Gets it out to Peaver. Now White. Gillen will try a three on the way. No good. And Ryan Ferris had the rebound. Knocked out of his hand by Gillen. Landon Gillen all over the place. So pressure by Atlanta as Trevin Small will inbound to Newland. Newland will bring it across the timeline and had the ball slapped away. Now he gets it to Trevin Small, and Small got in the air, had no place to go with it, threw it out of bounds. So the officials talk it over. I thought it was okay, it goes out of bounds. And last touch, evidently, by J.J. White. So Newland will inbound to Trevin Small. And Newland on the baseline. Ferris inside the wind. He puts up a shot, missed it. Phillips with the rebound to Gillen. Gillen sees an opening, lays it up, got it. 12 points for Landon Gillen. 38-22 is Trevin Small in the backcourt to Newland. Now Newland tried to bounce pass the whole way by Gillen. Gillen with a left hand puts it up and in. So Gillen with 14 points, and Chris Pruitt wants a timeout. 7 minutes left to play in the third quarter. It's Atlanta 40, Scottsdale County 22. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Stop, call or click before you dig. Dig safely.
Underground utilities are everywhere, even in your yard. No matter how small the job, know the dangers before you dig. Call 1-800-DIG-RIGHT or 811 or click on mowonecall.com. Digging without knowing where it's safe to dig can cause tremendous damage, even loss of life.
Stop, call, or click before you dig. Dig safely.
It's the law. Call or click before you dig.
Welcome back, everybody. Scottsdale County R1 High School. Well, it took a minute, Dave. Scottsdale County sat down. Atlanta stood up. Atlanta just now broke their huddle. Chris Pruitt gets his Rams back up. They come out to the floor. So the timing was perfect. It should be Scottsdale County basketball, and it will be. Cooper Amon will trigger. Pressure by Atlanta. Inbound pass to Small, back to Amon. Now, Noah Newland to Wendy on the right wing. Amon gives it off to Small on the left baseline. Inside, it goes to Amon. And his shot blocked, but comes out to Wendy. To Newland, goes inside to Amon. Amon put up a shot blocked by Phillips. And people have tried to save it in bounds, couldn't do it. It'll be Scottsdale basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Cooper Amon will trigger. Amon looks for somebody. Tried to get it to Ferris. Bad pass. Gillen with the basketball. Takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. Got it. That's 16 points for Landon Gillen. There's Cooper Amon in the backcourt to Trevin Small. Gets it over to Newland. Newland in the right wing in the right corner to Ferris. Now Small. Kicks the ball inside to Wendy. Wendy lost it. Now kicks it back out in the right corner to Small, back to Wendy. Wendy fall away, 10-footer, missed it. Ferris tip up, got it. 6 points for Ryan Ferris, makes it 42-24. Atlanta with the lead in the basketball. Gillen gives it to White on the right wing, back to Gillen, top of the key. No look pass underneath the Bears, put up a shot blocked by Ferris. And out with it comes Trevin Small. Small will bring it across the timeline to the left wing inside the Cooper Amon gets it to Ferris. Now Amon shot from about 15, no good. And Gillen off with the rebound. Nope, that's Peaver. Peaver takes it to the left wing. Veers in the left corner. Now Gillen top of the key to White. Back to Gillen. Running 10-footer. Missed it, but a whistle and a foul. Foul against Scottsdale County. And they'll call it on Trevin Small. The first foul on Trevin Small, and Landon Gillen will go to the line. He has 16, looking for 17, missed it. 5:19 left to play in the third quarter. 42-24, Atlanta with the lead. As Gillen's second free throw on the way, and no good. And rebound tipped around, and it finally shoots into the backcourt, picked up by Fiedler. Takes it to the left wing, now veers underneath, it goes to Gillen. No look pass to Fiedler. Fiedler underneath the basket, puts it up and in. As he drives the baseline, nice move by Fiedler. Has five. In the backcourt is Newland. Gives it to Cooper Amon. Back to Newland. Back to Amon. Across the timeline to Wendy, and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Jason Veers. As Veers picks up his first foul. Connor Smith will check in, and Ryan Ferris will check out for Scottish County. So let's see who's going to inbound. It'll be Noah Newland. So Newland will inbound. Gets the ball to Small, to Wendy at the free throw line. Wendy gets it back to Small. And stolen away by Gillen. Gets it to J.J. White. White saves it inbounds, but right to Cooper Amon. As Amon gets the ball across the timeline to Newland. Now Wendy takes it to the hoop, puts it up with the left hand, missed it. And Veers comes off with the rebound to Gillen. No, that's Peaver. Peaver to White to Peaver between the two circles. Peaver gives it to Gillen on the left wing. Gillen gives it back to Peaver to the right wing to White to Peaver between the two circles. Now Gillen on the left wing to Peaver, top of the key. White for three on the way. Bullseye. J.J. White with a three-pointer. Makes it 47-24 as Amon gives it to Wendy. Wendy across the timeline to Newland. Gives it to Amon down the left lane. Back to Wendy at the free throw line. Wendy gets everybody there, puts up the shot. Got it. It goes down. It counts. And he's fouled. And the foul's going to be on Jaron Peaver. That's his second. So Wendy has 5 points. Ryan Ferris will check in. Cooper Amon will check out for Scottish County. And Cale Wendy at the line. He has five, looking for six. Isaac fires it. Got it. 6 points for Cale Wendy. It's a 20-point Atlanta lead, 47-27. 3:30 left to play in the third quarter. Peaver to White. Now Gillen in the right corner. Inside to Phillips. Puts the shot up. No good. And Ryan Ferris off the rebound. Ferris bounce pass to Small, let him a little bit too much. Goes out of bounds. Turnover Scottish County as Barry and Reed both check in for Atlanta. Beers and Peter both set down. So Reed will bring it. Well, that's Gillen will bring it across the timeline. White on the right wing. Gillen top of the key for three. No good. And a rebound tipped by Phillips, picked up by White to Gillen inside to Phillips, and missed another one, tipped up, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds, last touch by Scottish County. It'll be Atlanta basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket as Barry will trigger. Barry gets the ball into Phillips on the left side of the circle. Now Barry for three, it's time, no good. And a rebound, Gillen, but Gillen jumped clear out of bounds with it. It'll be Scottish basketball. So, again, pressured by Atlanta. As Connor Smith will trigger. Gets it into Newland. Newland over to Trevin Small. Back to Newland. Gives it to Smith. Smith across the timeline to Wendy. Now Small steps into a three. Full time. Trevin Small, it's a three, a five. 47-30 as Gillen with the basketball top of the key. Now Barry on the left wing, back to Gillen. Gillen takes it down the left lane, a whistle and a foul against Scottish County. Foul's going to be on Trevin Small. That's his second. So two fouls on Trevin Small. 2:35 left to play in the third quarter. Inside to Gillen. Gillen takes it right at Ryan Smith. Or Ryan Ferris, rather, and Ferris, I think, just picked up the foul. He did. So second foul on Ryan Ferris. So Reed will inbound underneath his own basket. Gets the ball into Phillips. He'll try a three. Bullseye! Roman Phillips. Has 15. Newland with the basketball. They give it to Smith. Back to Newland. Across the timeline to the right wing, Trevin Small. Small underneath the Ferris. He tried it with the left hand, missed it underneath the basket. And Barry comes out with a rebound. To Gillen. Takes it to the basket with the left hand. Puts up the shot. And batted his rebound out of bounds. As Molesky will check in. Roman Phillips checks out. J.J. White checks out. So Smith will inbound to Newland. Back to Smith. Ahead it goes to Trevin Small. To Newland. To Connor Smith. Now Small on the right wing. Small. Kicks it over to Newland in the left corner. Cut off on the left baseline. Gets it inside to Ferris. To Wendy. Newland for three. No good. And Gillen off the rebound. As Gillen will bring it across the timeline. Takes down the left lane. Dumps it inside to Beer. Put up a shot. Blocked by Wendy. Now a 3-on-1 Skyler fast break. Wendy will take it to the hoop. Lays it over the edge. And in 8 points for Kayla Wendy. 50-32. Atlanta with the lead as Molesky to Gillen from 15. No good. And Connor Smith off the rebound. To Newland. Back to Smith across the timeline to Kayla Wendy. Wendy takes it to the left side of the circle. A whistle and a foul. As the foul is going to be on as Reed. Going to be on Mason Reed. That's his second. As Elliott Savage checks in for Scottsdale County. And Savage with the basketball top of the key. Gets the ball to Cooper Amon. Back in the ball game. Inside to Ferris. On the block. Puts it off. Glass got it. Nice move by Ryan Ferris. He has 8. 50-34. Atlanta with the lead. 40 seconds left to play in the third quarter. As Molesky gets it inside to Beers. Lost it. And picked up by Ryan Ferris. To Small. To Ferris. To Small. Small. Bounce pass to Connor Smith. For 3. Bullseye. 7 points for Connor Smith. Makes it 50-37. Atlanta with the lead. And the basketball. As Barry lost the ball. Saved in bounds by Ferris. Gillen takes it to the house. Lays it up and got it. Well, that's 18 points for Landon Gillen. Cooper Amon, the seventh. Off the baseline. Shot put up by Ferris. Just good over his head and almost went down. And that's into the third quarter with the score. Atlanta 52, Scottsdale County 37. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
I'm 5'11".
Barely 5'4".
I weigh about 170 pounds.
Brown eyes.
Blue eyes.
Brown hair.
Gray hair.
I'm a baseball fanatic.
I'm a wife.
A mom.
A sister.
And a grandfather.
I'm a bodybuilder.
I'm a research analyst.
Small business owner.
Teacher.
Dance fitness instructor.
Film and television actor.
I'm an office clerk.
I'm a copywriter.
I'm a veteran.
I have a prosthetic leg.
I have multiple sclerosis.
I have lupus.
Cerebral palsy.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
I'm blind.
And I'm working in a job I love.
I love.
Because I was given a chance.
Because I was given a chance.
To contribute my skills and talents.
To show my disability is only one part of who I am.
Who I am.
Who I am.
At work, it's what people can do that matters.
For more information, visit whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Back at Scottsdale County High School, 8 minutes left to play in the boys' game. And Atlanta leading Scottsdale County by 15, 52-37. Scottsdale with the basketball. Connor Smith will bring it across the timeline. Hands it to seventh between the two circles. Now Wendy between the two circles. Smith will try another three. Skips across the rim. No good. Seventh runs down the rebound. Gets it back to Wendy on the right wing inside to Ferris. Now seventh will try a three. No good. Smith with the rebound. Out to Wendy on the left wing. Wendy kicks it back to Smith. He'll try another three. Bullseye. 10 points for Connor Smith. As with the basketball is Reed. To Molesky on the right wing. To Reed. Gives it to Barry on the left wing. Now Molesky. Molluski on the right wing, kicks it out to Berry, to Reed at the top of the key. Back to Molluski. Molluski wants to drive the baseline, gets it inside the Veers, kicks it back to Berry for three, no good. And off of the rebound comes Cooper Amon, gets it ahead to Ferris on the right wing. Cooper Amon will take it to the basket, lays it up, missed it. And off of the rebound comes Berry to Reed. Now Molluski on the right wing. Molluski gets it out to Berry on the left wing, to Reed at the top of the key. Reed backs off between the two circles to Molluski on the right wing. Molluski kicks it back to Reed. He'll try a three on the way. No good. And Ryan Ferris off the rebound. Gets it ahead to Wendy. As Wendy will take it to the house, lays it up, missed it. And tried to get the rebound back, taken out by Reed. As Reed takes it down to the right corner to Molluski between the two circles. Gives it back to Reed in the right corner. Molluski almost had it stolen. Now Molluski picks it up, gets it underneath. Shot put up by Veers. It's good. 4 points for Jason Veers, makes it 54-40. As Wendy with the basketball brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Ferris on the right side of the circle. Kicks it out to Smith. Another three. Bullseye. Three in a row by Connor Smith. 54-43, Atlanta with the lead in the basketball. As Berry with the ball, gets it to Molluski. Molluski down the right lane, has it to Peeler, and Peeler walks with it. So now the starters are coming back in. Berry checks out, Molluski checks out, Reed checks out, and Preston Peeler will check out. 5:30 left to play in the game, 54-43. Atlanta up by 11 as Cooper Amon in the backcourt. Pressure by Atlanta across the timeline to Wendy. Wendy gets the ball to Connor Smith on the deep left wing. Smith with the basketball gets it to Small. Now Wendy will try a three on the way. Bullseye! Dale Wendy with 11 points. And all of a sudden, it's an 8-point Atlanta lead. They were up by 20 not too long ago. As Gillen, the white on the left wing. Peebler at the top of the key. Peebler left side of the circle. Gets it inside the Veers in a triple team. Fans back out into the left corner. The Peebler, now Veers, drives the baseline. Kicks it out to White for three. Pitballs in that, no good. And Small comes off with the rebound at it. Outlet pass taken by Gillen. He tried to put up a shot, and foul's going to be on Ryan Ferris. It was kind of a going to save 2 points type foul. So third foul on Ryan Ferris, and Landon Gillen will go to the line to shoot a pair. He has 18, looking for 19. Shots up, got it. 19, Landon Gillen. Back to a 9-point Atlanta lead. Next shot up. It's got them both. 20 points for Landon Gillen. 10-point Atlanta lead. Underneath to Ferris. Puts it up. It goes down. It counts and he's fouled. Ryan Ferris with 10 points. And the foul's going to be on Roman Phillips. That's his second. And now Atlanta wants a timeout. 4:29 left to play in the ball game. Atlanta 56, Scott County 48. Back in 60 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Obstructive sleep apnea may sound like snoring, but it can also sound like a car crash. Those suffering from sleep apnea are 7 times more likely to be involved in or cause a fatal car accident. 20 times more likely to suffer from high blood pressure. 8 times more likely to suffer a stroke. And 10 times more likely to suffer a heart attack in their sleep. While it may only sound like snoring, sleep apnea is a serious and even life-threatening condition. But it can be successfully treated. Consult with an oral and facial surgeon as part of a sleep medicine team to find out if your snoring is more than just snoring. Oral and facial surgeons are the experts in face, mouth, and jaw surgery. Learn more about obstructive sleep apnea at myoms.org.
Back at Schuyler County, Ryan Ferris hit the free throw, 56-49. Atlanta the basketball as Gillen gives it a free throw on the left wing. The Veers in the left corner. Gillen inside to Phillips. Phillips is just mugged. And you could pick out, just throw up a number. It was on Ryan Ferris, and that's his fourth. So fouls on Ryan Ferris, and Roman Phillips will go to the line. He has 15 points. He'll shoot a pair. First shot up, missed it. Noah Newland will check back in, and Ryan Ferris will check out. 4:16 left to play. A lot of time left in this ball game. As Phillips eyes it, fires it, and in and out, no good. And the rebound is Connor Smith. I thought saved it inbounds, and they say he stepped out of bounds. It'll be Peebler to inbound underneath his own basket for Atlanta. Peebler looks for somebody, gets it inside to Phillips. Phillips in a surrounded by white jerseys. As Newland had the basketball, and Chris Pruitt immediately calls a timeout. 4:07 left to play in the ball game. It's Atlanta 56, Schuyler County 49. Back in 30 seconds, this is KMEM Sports.
Across Missouri, graduation ceremonies are being planned. These celebrations are milestones for many Missouri teenagers. This is Corporal Justin Dunn with the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Congratulations to all our graduates and enjoy your celebrations. Just remember, how you celebrate can affect the rest of your life. Say no to underage drinking. Not only is it illegal, it can cause irreparable brain damage. You have a bright future. Protect your future. Protect yourself. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
4:07 left to play in the ball game. Skyler trailing 56-49 with the basketball. A small top of the key for three. Got it! Bullseye! 8 points for Kevin Small. It's a 4-point Atlanta lead. Atlanta with the basketball. Peebler to J.J. White. Now the left wing goes to Gillen. Gillen gets it inside to Phillips. Phillips tried to get some room and missed his shot. Now the outlet pass stolen by Gillen. They give it to Veers, puts it up and in. 6 points for Jason Veers. 6-point Atlanta lead. Schuyler with the basketball as Small gives it to Newland, top of the key. Smith from the left wing skips to the right wing to Small. Now back to Newland, top of the key. Small on the left wing on the left baseline. Cooper Amon. Amon bounced pass underneath. Small put up a shot, missed it. Tried to get the foul, and it may have been better just to get the two. J.J. White, top of the key to Gillen on the left wing. There's the left corner to Gillen and the right corner to Peebler. Peebler looks inside. Nobody's there. Now White will try a three. No good. Long rebound. He's run down by Gillen. Gillen in a double team. Gets it over to White. Now Peebler on the right wing. White between the two circles to Gillen between the two circles to White. White back to Gillen, back to White. Gillen between the two circles gives it to Peebler. Now Peebler backs off between the two circles to J.J. White. White with a couple of dribbles gets the ball to Veers underneath the Phillips. Wide open, picks up a shot blocked by Amon. And the foul's going to be on Cooper Amon. So first foul on Cooper Amon. And Phillips will go back to the line. Still has 15, looking for 16. He'll shoot a pair. First one is up, missed it. As Ryan Ferris will check in, Cooper Amon will check out. 58-52, Atlanta up by six. As Phillips eyes it, fires it, got it. 16 points for Roman Phillips. Schuyler County with the basketball. Cale Windy underneath the basket to the left block. Kicks it back out to Small in the left corner. Small out to Newland as Newland brings it out between the two circles. Newland looks for somebody. Gets it inside to Ferris and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Gillen. Landon Gillen picks up his first foul. 15 foul against Atlanta. 16 fouls against Schuyler County. It's Windy. Inbounds to Noah Newland. Put up a three-pointer. No good. But got his own rebound. Gets it back out to Trevin Small. To Newland on the left wing. As Newland gets the ball to Connor Smith between the two circles. Now Small to Ferris on the right baseline. Ferris will take it right at Phillips. Puts up the shot. Missed it. They'll do the foul on Roman Phillips. Okay, they call it on Veers. That's the second on Jason Veers. And Ryan Ferris will go to the line. He will shoot a pair. He has 11, looking for 12. Shots up, missed it. 1:37 left to play in the game. 7-point Atlanta lead, 59-52. Remember, Atlanta was up by 20 points early in the second half as Ferris missed the second free throw. Rebound to Phillips. To Gillen on the right wing. White back to Gillen. Try to get it inside to Phillips. Battled away, picked up by White on the right wing. White will bring it out between the two circles. Gives it to Gillen between the two circles and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Trevin Small. That's his third. That'll send Landon Gillen to the line. He'll shoot a 1-1. He has 20, looking for 21. Shots up, missed it. But Phillips with the rebound. Goes back up with it. He's fouled. This one may be on Connor Smith. And, okay, Ryan Ferris is just fouled out of the ball game. Fouls out with 11 points. Cooper Amon will check back in. 1:17 left to play. As Roman Phillips at the line with 16 points, looking for 17. Shots up. Got it. 17 points for Roman Phillips. Back to an 8-point Atlanta lead. As Phillips eyes it, fires it, pinballs in and out, no good. Cale Windy off the rebound. Windy in a hurry, kicks it off to Small. Small to the right side of the circle inside to Windy at the dotted line. Smith, top of the key for three, tried to kiss it home. Phillips with the rebound, gets it out to Peaver, ahead to Gillen. The Veers off, glass, it goes down, it counts, and he's fouled. The Veers will go to the line, and he'll try to complete the three-point play as the foul's going to be on Noah Newland. So Noah Newland picks up his first foul, just under a minute left to play. As Veers tries to complete the three-point play, 8 looking for 9, missed it, and rebound, saved inbounds by Cooper Amon to Connor Smith. To Cale Windy. Trying to bounce past the Small and stolen away by J.J. White. Almost stolen back as Small fouls Gillen. And that's going to be 4 fouls on Trevin Small with 45 seconds left to play in the ball game. They call it, I think they're going to call it an intentional foul. They called an intentional foul on Trevin Small. So Gillen will shoot 2. It's the first one. And then Atlanta will get the ball back, leading by 10. And Schuyler County had it from 20, cut it down to 6. A big mountain to climb. And Atlanta's going to hang in and win it as Gillen missed both free throws. And Atlanta will have the basketball. Now Atlanta wants a timeout. 45 seconds left to play in the ball game. Atlanta 62, Schuyler County 52. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
I'm Ryan Seacrest. First responders are people who stand for a greater purpose. They will be there for you when nobody else is, to help you, your family, your community. This is their selfless promise. This is their sworn duty, to protect, to serve, to help. They put themselves in harm's way for us. They come to the rescue at times when we need them most. First responders are making enormous personal sacrifices to keep showing up for us and fighting the good fight. Nearly 70% of all firefighters are volunteers. That means when they get injured or quarantined, they may not have a way to pay their rent or keep their family safe and fed. No matter who you are or where you live, when you call 911 and ask for help, first responders show up now. Let's show up for the people who show up for us every day and every night.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
45.4 seconds left to play in the boys' game. And Atlanta leads by 10, 62-52. Atlanta will inbound the basketball as Gillen will inbound the Peedler. And Peedler immediately mugged by Cale Wendy. So Wendy's going to pick up the foul. That stops the clock. That's the third foul on Wendy. And it'll send Jaron Peedler to the line to shoot two shots. That's the 10th team foul against Schuyler County. So Peedler with five, looking for six. Shots up, got it. 6 points for Jaron Peedler. Six, looking for seven. Back to an 11-point Atlanta lead. As Peedler eyes it, fires it, and pinballs in and out, no good. Phillips with the rebound, puts it back up and in. As 19 points for Owen Phillips. 65-52, 13-point Atlanta lead. As Smith gives the ball to Small between the two circles, now Wendy to the free throw line. Gives it to Newland. His shot from three, 4-3 on the way. No good. Wendy off the rebound. Saved inbounds by Gilland and right to J.J. White. Down to 13 seconds as White will bring it across the timeline. Just he'll dribble it out down to 7 seconds. Down to 5-4 as J.J. White still with the dribble. Down to one, and that's the end of the ball game. With the final score, Atlanta 65, Schuyler County 52. Back in a moment, this is K&M Sports.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone.
I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I got smart about mortgages. Now, it's my house I go home to.
I got smart about college. Now my kid's off to a great start.
When it comes to your money, whatever you want to get smart about, you can find it at smartaboutmoney.org.
I got smart about health insurance. Now both my finances and I are healthy.
Smartaboutmoney.org is a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money.
I got smart about protecting my job. Now, I'm doing better than ever.
For everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, smartaboutmoney.org has the answers you're looking for.
I got smart about credit cards. Now paper or plastic has a whole new meaning.
Smartaboutmoney.org, the easy place to start when you want to get smart.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. A winter storm warning begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until noon Saturday. 25 tonight under mainly cloudy skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow, highs around 35. Snow likely tomorrow night, lows around 21. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow through Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 34.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County Iowa High School. It's the final as Atlanta wins their 12th game of the year by hanging on to defeat Schuyler County 65-52. The reason I say hang on, they had a 20-point lead early in the third quarter, and Schuyler cut it down to six before Atlanta pulled away, hitting some free throws, getting some steals, and Atlanta. They earned it 65-52. Atlanta led in scoring. Well, let's take a look at the scoring. Landon Gillen with 20 points. J.J. White with 3. Jaron Peeler with 6. Jason Veers with 8 points. Roman Phillips with 19. And Caden Berry with 9. For Schuyler County, Cale Windy with 11 points. Cooper Amon with 9. Trevin Small with 8. Connor Smith with 13. And Ryan Ferris with 11. Atlanta led 21-7 after one quarter. Both teams scored 15 in the second quarter. Atlanta led 36-22 at the half. In the third quarter, Atlanta outscored Schuyler 16-15. Atlanta led 52-37 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Schuyler outscored Atlanta 15-13. Wasn't enough. Atlanta wins it 65-52. Atlanta improves to 12-4 while Schuyler County evens their record at 6-6. In the girls' game, it was Schuyler County defeating Atlanta 71-30, as Schuyler County led in scoring by Sydney Ashelman with 10 points, McKinley Ashelman with 13, and Kate Hatfield with 21, while Atlanta led by Kayla Majors with 10 points. Schuyler County led 22-8 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored Atlanta 28-6 in the second quarter to lead 50-14 at the half. In the third quarter, both teams scored 13. Schuyler led 63-27 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Schuyler outscoring Atlanta 8-3. Schuyler girls win it 71-30. Schuyler County improves to 12-1. Atlanta girls 8-8. So a Schuyler County Atlanta split tonight here at Schuyler County High School. Again in the girls game, Schuyler County 71, Atlanta 30. Schuyler County 12-1. Atlanta girls 8-8. And in the boys' game you just heard, it was Atlanta winning their 12th game of the year by defeating Schuyler County 65-52. Atlanta led by Landon Gillen with 20 points. Roman Phillips with 19. Schuyler County led by Cale Windy with 11 points. Connor Smith with 13. And Ryan Ferris with 11. So, again, Atlanta 12-4. Schuyler County 6-6. Our next broadcast will be all next week from the North Shelby Tournament, as we'll be there on Monday night for two games at 6 o'clock, Schuyler County and Knox County. Then at 7:30, it'll be South Shelby and Scotland County. That's our next broadcast on KMEM. Have a nice weekend, everybody. If we get all that snow, be sure and stay safe. For producer Dave Bowden, from Schuyler County, Arlen High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these fine Schuyler County sponsors. They include Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City. Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They've got offices in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis. Schuyler County R1 Booster Club. Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper. Slayton Polaris ATVs. Tri-County Electric in Lancaster. And Mabry Farms Truck and Accessories just north of Memphis.